little segment we do from time to time. It's called We Got One.
We now, got one! Woo!
There she is from Ghostbusters. We were talking about one of the Real Housewives of Sydney who has an open relationship and her husband slept with someone else on the wedding night. Now, when you hear that, you go, that would never happen. Even a cheater has the respect to at least sleep in the bed with their wife on their wedding night. So we said,
or share a closet,
on 131060, we don't think anyone will call. Now, the whole purpose of the segment is we only need one. We only need one caller for this to have worked.
Now, you did say they were in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. So I guess during the ceremony when the priest says, you want this woman, the exclusion of all others, he's like, yep.
If you say so, boss.
So the question, of course, being, did you cheat on your wedding night? We weren't expecting any calls. One would be a great result.
That would be an unbelievably, Byron.
We got one!
It's unbelievable. What a success. A coup for the show. Adrian from Dandenong. Hi, Adrian.
Here he is. Sorry, we just had a last minute change out there in the studio. Okay, there he is.
Are you there, Adrian?
Yes, good morning.
Good, Adrian, we got one. You're it. So congratulations. Well done. Welcome to the segment. Did you, in fact, sleep with someone else on your wedding night?
I didn't, but my mate
that's not what we don't need. We want someone who did it.
Well, Adrian, so it was one of your mates, was it?
Yeah, they were going at it in the disabled toilets. Okay. And I'm like, oh, let's see where it
was. Told you to get him off.
But technically not what we're looking for, Fief. As salacious as it is, the clear question
Fev was right. I was being lenient.
Early.
You were.
Flagged it early.
I should follow you from now on, my friend.
Hang on.
It has to be you slept with somebody else on your wedding night, not your partner. Hang on a second. Bye.
We got another one!
Blake from Dandenong. Did you cheat on your partner on the wedding night?
Yes, I did, yes.
Blake, hang on, can we just take a moment? Can I look at the boys in the studio? We got one, for starters, so high fives all around.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should be so happy about
this. No, that's why.
I'm going to change.
Blake, I now need to change gears.
Did you
get caught? We're very disappointed about this. What on earth were you thinking and how did this come about?
Well, my ex-girlfriend ended up coming to the wedding to try and stop it.
Oh, and Blake, how did you end up in bed with her?
She kind of convinced me after the reception.
Where was your wife at the time, your new wife of only a few hours?
She ended up getting really, really drunk, and I'm not sure where she ended up.
You are a disgusting human.
Well, Fev, we asked the question.
Did she ever find out?
No, she hasn't found out.
Oh, Blake, did you...
You can't explain that.
No, you can't. No, hang on, Fev, people make mistakes.
Wedding night?
Yeah, no. We
have sorry, asked, Fev, but, you know.
We've asked Blake to ring the show, and thank you. No judgment, Blake. Obviously, you've made a very foolish decision. You've probably woken up the next morning and realised how awful that is. Have you learnt from that mistake? Are you moving forward? You obviously love your wife.
I have learnt, yes. I love my wife very much.
You did use a code name, yeah? You're not really Blake, and we didn't have the voice disguiser on you, so...
That's correct, yeah.
Until you're not Blake.
No, I'm not really Blake.
Phew, because she doesn't know.
Oh, well, there's paranoia for the rest of Melbourne, if there's any wives out there thinking that's my partner.
And that puts... Turn the page and close the book on...
We got one!
I thought it would feel better at the end.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oh, dear. I don't know where to start, boys. All I know is that... Sorry, Dave, you're out of this. Dave, I'd like to talk to you directly. I don't know where you and I went to yesterday, but we should have stuck around and we should have... I didn't know that Byron and Fev needed to be supervised. There was a photo that many people may have seen that went viral, and there's this guy, Tyler Walker, over in the States, and he uploaded a photo from when he was about, I'd say, 12 months old, and he was in the bath with his dad. This is obviously back in the 80s or 90s. Cute. And his dad's holding him on his chest as a baby. He's recreated it now as roughly a 30-year-old.
He's 30 and the dad's 50, I think.
And he's got his dad in the bath, and he's straddling his dad. And they've recreated that moment 30 years later. Pretty funny.
Is it?
I mean, I think
let's be honest,
the way that
they're sitting, parts could have touched.
It's his dad. Well, we had this chat yesterday on air because I said to you, I have no problem with this. It's his dad. It's a father and son.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I know. You said you didn't like it.
Yeah,
and I said to
it's father and son. It's just a big...
Yeah.
Well, I said to you
at
the time...
So I thought I'd get my big daddy.
You're
this is weird. Fee, this is talking about that. Father and son rule. fine on the football field. Yes. Yes. Not fine in the bath.
And you, Bev, as a footballer, hanging out in gym locker rooms, playing with your towels where you hit each other's private.
No, never happens.
Now you're derailing it again. That never happens.
Okay, but I thought you'd be up for it and you were like, no. Then we all leave yesterday and I don't know where you two went. I want you to both, Byron and Fev, to explain yourselves because you've both ended up naked in a bath. Oh. So who's doing the talking?
Well, I can explain it.
Please.
I just thought it was a great photo and I thought it was a great opportunity for our show to make up a photo. So I said to Dave, let's get in a bathtub. He said, see you later. I'm out of here.
Bingo.
And then Byron put his hand up and said, I'm up for
such
it.
Such rubbish.
That's what happened.
Oh,
he goes
okay.
up and he said, I'm actually, can I get a wax first? Because he was a bit worried about his chest and hair on his chest.
Hairy.
I said, don't worry about it, big boy. Just get nude and jump in the bathtub with me. So we went in the bathtub, jumped in and...
couple of things. Whose bath? Where'd you
well,
find the
Well, that was
that's,
the weird
that's
bit.
That's a weird thing.
That's so strange.
You think that photo's weird? This
Some
is
sort
weirder.
Of internal email went out from our producers seeking a bath from members of staff who live near South Melbourne. We ended up in some salesperson's empty apartment on the other side of the freeway in South Melbourne with a film crew. I feel like...
Oh, it was like we're going into film, an adult film.
It was the weirdest.
Where was it? Gotham City? Where was it?
Gotham City. It was just a kittens across the road. And as we were walking
strange.
Out, there's this lady vacuuming the floor and Byron's just fixing his belt up and said, there's nothing to see here, nothing to see here, thank you, to the lady, like we'd actually done something wrong.
Okay, so I have a couple more questions. How did you figure who would go on top?
I was on top.
So, Fev, you were always on top?
Always on top.
Hang on. And the father role, like if you reenact the picture.
Well, you're older.
I don't look older. If you reenacted the picture,
you did
right?
yesterday.
It should have been your father, Ange Favola, who I was trying to call, but I don't have his number, but Ange should have been underneath you. That would have been more accurate. Why the hell was I involved at all?
Because that's what we'd radio. Oh.
And so when you, can I talk to the other bit, the next bit, you're both in this confined space, this little bathroom, and then you take your clothes off.
So this is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I was always keen for it. Yeah. I don't care. I'm happy to do anything. Old mate over here, Byron, I don't want to do it. And we did have my fiance, Alex, call me. I spoke to her and she said, don't do this. It's horrific. Do not do it. As we're in the lift and Byron saying, it's still time to get out. We can get out. This is so stupid. Did not want to do it. I'm ready to go. I'm in the nard in the bathroom. I'm going, come on, Byron, let's go. And he's like, no. But once he got in the tub, up and about.
Yeah, Byron, you've now seen Fev naked.
I got more comfortable.
He got comfortable.
It wasn't
he
a problem.
Did.
Once it's, I can understand footy locker room culture because once
you're naked, you're
it's
naked.
Out there. It's out there.
Yeah.
And more importantly, how does your fiance Alex feel about this now? And has it trickled down to any of your children?
Yes. Now Alex still says it's very disturbing. I got a lot of comments on my Instagram, and sometimes you forget, Fev, when you do have children. And my eldest daughter, Mia, who's in year 12,
oh, yeah.
and she's 17.
Oh, dear.
So, therefore, they do have Instagram.
Of course they
and
do,
all her
yeah.
friends have got Instagram. She copped a little bit at school yesterday. Oh, poor little darling.
Oh, I know. But what's your dad doing?
Oh, but then everyone thinks, how cool's your dad? Whatever.
Fun time dad.
Yeah,
that's
fun
who
time
you
dad.
Are.
And
fun
then they're
time
going,
dad.
Who's the weirdo with you? That's what they're asking.
I mean, how does this backfire on me?
It's one of those things, guys. I understand. It's good for publicity, just getting our name out there. And it has made the Daily Mail, but not the Daily Mail you think. It's Daily M-A-L-E. Great website.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Head to our Instagram feed, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, if you want to see a photo of Byron and Fev naked in a bath together. Now, just quickly to explain that is, of course, a recreation of the original post, which Tyler Walker over in the United States, he posted a couple of days ago, where in a gorgeous photo of him as a little baby sitting in the bath on his dad's chest. And then many years later, as a grown adult, he and his dad recreated it. It is hilarious. You boys have now recreated it and you're not father and son.
No, we're not.
But we're now joined all the way from Oregon over in the US, Tyler Walker himself. Hi, Tyler.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're great, Tyler. Did you imagine when you put this post up that two grown men in Melbourne, Australia would impersonate you and your dad?
Oh, my God. No, I had no idea. This morning was hilarious when I saw that. I was so cracking up.
How did you come across it? Did it just pop up in your feed or?
Well, no, a friend of mine was telling me about, you know, I'm top stories on Google search. So I searched my name, searched Tyler Walker on Google, and it popped up right there at the top with all of the other photos and all the other websites. You guys were one of them this morning, and I had to contact you and get in touch with you to let you know that it was almost as amazing as mine.
Tyler, can you take us back? Because when everyone saw this a couple of days ago, it obviously went viral. So can you take us back to that moment when you had the conversation with your dad, who's now, you know, in his 50s? Dad, I want us to get into a bath together. How did you make it happen?
So it actually wasn't my idea. I posted the original photo first the night before. I was visiting my parents at their house. And that photo was on their fridge, and I thought, oh my God, how cute. I shared it on Facebook, and I got a bunch of reactions, and one of my friends from high school, her Aunt Lisa, actually messaged me to say, you guys should totally recreate this. I think it'd be super funny. And I told my mom, and my mom was the one who was kind of the driving force behind the whole photo shoot. She made us
bloody switch. Mom's fault.
Yeah, we'll blame it on my mom. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, wow. Mom.
She's the mumminger.
Now, my co-host over here, Byron, I just said, let's just get nude and sit in the bathtub. So you got me to blame, big boy.
Well, it was just that we're not related. It made no point. I still don't know why we did it. Do you know why we did it?
Tyler?
Did you just ask Tyler?
I have no idea why you did it, but I absolutely love it. And a lot of my friends on Facebook are, I think Byron, the whoever's underneath, my friends think you're hot.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Yesterday, when I told you about my family reunion, the boxers all getting together at the MCG for a family reunion on a Tuesday afternoon.
What happened?
I know. And you kept saying, oh, we've got to, hang on, let me unpack that. I want to talk about it. Just once and for all so we can put it to bed, ask me about it. Let's just get this done.
Because you ended up focusing on the fact that you got an earring stuck to your ear, which, whilst that's a really strange situation,
yeah.
You sort of glossed over where the earring got stuck to your ear.
We weren't worried about the earring. I was just more concerned that how is Fifi Box having lunch at the MCG? She's hired out a whole room.
I can't even get
tickets to the footy. She's hired out the members' room.
The members' room. Like, if you have family reunions, you always have them in a park so you can get away quickly. You know, you always do that and just go, bit of change for the barbecue, bring your snags along, we'll all get to meet each other. But you're in a closed environment that requires a blazer and a collar.
Yeah, and ladies with a suitable heel.
Yeah, you can't.
And,
yeah.
Of course, don't show your ankles.
Semi-formal attire.
Like a harlot.
There's dress requirements rocking up to that function.
Totally. So how many family members?
I reckon there were about 50, maybe 6. I'm very bad with numbers. There were 3 full tables.
3 course meal?
3 big round tables. Yeah, 3 course meal.
Now,
a little chicken for entree, beef for lunch, the main, and then a little... pistachio and wild strawberry parfait for dessert.
Oh, geez, hang on a second. Slow down. I'll write this down. I don't care about that. Now, so you went with your dad because it's the Box family.
Yeah, it's so, my dad.
So out of that, so we're going to work with, let's hedge our bets, 70 okay. people there.
Yes, roughly.
How many of them had you met before?
Okay, so I'd met my dad and...
Okay, I'll write that down. Gotcha.
Oh, congratulations.
My dad's got 3 brothers.
They've all met them.
They've all got wives. So aunts and uncles, tick. I've got my actual cousins to those aunts and uncles. So they're my cousins, my first cousins
and
I grew up with.
How much time do you give to them?
Heaps. We're tight. We're really tight. We see each other all the time.
So how many cousins? They're all each having what, 2 kids?
I'd say 3, roughly 3. Or my Uncle David's got about 6.
Oh, Uncle David, keep it in your pants.
No. Roger Box?
Roger Box is Uncle David's. There you go.
Okay.
You go.
Well, I don't want to say too much about his background, but there's been some talk that he may be...
Asia.
Certainly someone who's interested in everyone's affairs.
Loud. Wow. No, he's a foreign diplomat, guys.
Oh. She would have felt safe. So. If Roger Box goes anywhere, you
feel
safe.
No, you think Roger Box is a spy.
Yeah,
Roger Box is always safe. There to protect the family. Yeah. We always feel safe around Roger.
Well, to be honest, they didn't know Roger was there. There was just a shrub. And they assumed he was hiding behind it. We don't know.
There's never any paps taken photos of Fife when Roger Box is around.
Can I give this some context?
They get assassinated.
Dave and I went to Disneyland on this show a few years ago, and Roger just appeared at the airport, was on the same flight, and then he was on the same flight home. And since then, everybody assumes he's my bodyguard in disguise. guys.
Get rid of the paps.
Well, also on that, mate, we were very lucky because Qantas got involved and put us in business class. I'd never been in business class before.
Good airline.
Like, I mean, it was great. And then he just turns up and we're like, we're in business. And he goes, oh, great. You should come down to first. Check out where I am. So what? It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dave. If you have any further questions, this is the forum for the family reunion.
Yes.
So honestly, then you only knew about half of them there. So there's a good 35 people there. If second cousins, you hadn't met.
No, lots of second cousins. My dad's cousins, their kids. It was like this box en masse. It was a room full of boxes and you were constantly going, who's your dad? Who's your grandfather? Who's your grandmother? Who's this? It's quite a fun thing to do. I advise people do family reunions. It's a lot of fun.
And just quickly, because your last name's Box, and we've always had fun with different things. Well, imagine you had a kid called blah, 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 and there's lots of jokes in that. Do any of the family have any problems with their names or any relatives?
No, there's lots of... No, we've got lots of normal names in our family.
Right, so no weird ones. No.
No names Bigs getting around?
No Big Box, no.
Just checking. Anyway, sit tight.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Okay, we're continuing our debrief of the Fox, the Box family reunion, not the Fox reunion. The Box, it should have been every listener ever of the Fox because it was at the MCG, but it was the Box family reunion.
Well, it was also at the, MCC members' room. So I'm sure there was family that wanted to get in. And they went, not in those jeans, clean your shoes.
Everyone was allowed in.
I like the names of the Box because we could go anywhere.
Yeah, you could.
Is there any good nicknames for some of your relatives? Not Inya.
Oh, God, my Danish cousin. How embarrassing.
Yeah. The truth is, with the surname Box, you're limited because I really love the name Ginger, and I've told you this before. I wanted to call my daughter Ginger. But Ginger Box wasn't going to work. Roger Box, you've had a lot of fun at that. But then his sister's Liz, who when we were growing up was Lizzie. And I just said to her on the weekend, I was saying to her at the reunion, I said, Liz, this is great because we've got names that you can't make fun of. Oh, Fifi, people have a bit of fun at Fifi Box. But she said, oh, no, when I was at school, they all called me Jizzy Box.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God, that just happened. That just happened.
Coming up after this, the thing is, there were so many people at the Box family reunion, we don't actually think Fife knows half of the people that were there. We've got a special game coming up, guys, a special game coming up where Fifi will be put live on air with members of her actual family and she has to identify who they are.
So you mean after she said that, we're still going on with it?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Okay, this is a game that was designed by Fev, Dave and myself. Fifi wasn't so sure that she was playing this this morning.
Fifi Box! Can you guess what family member this is?
This is ridiculous.
Please explain why we're playing this game.
We're playing this because I assume that we had the Box family reunion on Tuesday. Yes, at the MCG, which you find weird. No, none of us played cricket or football.
No, it is weird.
Okay, it is weird. And it was all cousins, second cousins, aunts and uncles, grandparents of cousins of grandparents. My cousin Liz was there, yes. And now you're making me, and I admit I was meeting a lot of my cousins for the very first time.
Great.
And a lot of my aunts and uncles for the very first time.
First aunts and first uncles.
No, second aunts and second uncles.
Here we go. This is the way it works. You have three callers lined up here. One, two, three. We're calling them mystery boxes.
Are they definitely all boxes?
They are all boxes. You can ask them any question to identify who they are, except for the obvious question, who are you? You can't ask that, but you can ask any other questions you like.
And your answer can't be, oh, it's Boxy. You can't do that.
So we have
their first name.
Mystery Box 1 on the line, ready to chat to you.
Okay, hello, Boxy.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, okay. Now, Mystery Box, we are obviously related.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're nailing this so far.
Good question.
Is my dad cousins with your mum?
No.
That strikes out Kelly and Bronwyn.
Are you name dropping your own family?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do so. This is my powers of deduction. Mystery Box, did you grow up on a farm?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you might be one of the doke boxes.
Who?
You've got children. So, Mystery Box, how many children do you have?
No children yet.
Yes.
She's a school
confusing
teacher.
Confusing me because there's children in the background. If you are a school... Is this Malati?
Yes.
Malati!
Malati Box!
Malati Box! Oh, Malati!
Now, catch up after the show.
Okay, we'll have a chat later. Great to speak to you again.
I've got to be honest. Some of your family members, they've got names like Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. Like, Melita Box. Is that it? Melita?
No,
Mystery Box.
And just quickly. Big, oh, no, oh, it's public news. I can't say it. Anyway.
Don't say anything.
On.
It's a family matter, I'm sure.
I was going to. Hello, Mystery Box 2.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, okay, Boxy. We're obviously related.
Yes, we are.
Okay, now, definitely, I feel like I'm... are our dads, or is my dad related to your mum?
No.
No, okay.
You know, Maddie,
is my...
You could ask age.
No, okay. Mystery Box, had we met before Tuesday's reunion?
We had.
Mystery Box, had we met recently or just when we were kids?
When we were kids.
Okay, I'm going to know. I've got this down to Louise or Emily Box. Are your parents John and Jan?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, bang. John and Jan Box. Okay.
Look how excited you get.
Is this Emily Box?
Yes, it is.
Emily Box. Now, can I say, Em brought her 10-week-old son Baxter there, and he was amazing, Em.
He was very good, wasn't he?
He was so good. Oh, it was so lovely. Nice to see you. Do you know, Emily and I hadn't seen each other since we were like 10.
I just want the next box to be a guy. Oh, I've got a zinger ready to say. Really? I can't say it, really? It's a girl. Oh, Harry. Hope it's Harry.
Hey.
As a listener, this is like Guess Who, but when you get to the answer, I never knew who they were in the first place.
Yeah, but I'm 2 for 2, guys. Okay, is this the third mystery box?
And just quickly, we hope the comedy of this would you'd get one wrong. But you are just wanting to win.
I'm very, very good. Hello, mystery box.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Kelly.
Ooh.
That's Julie's daughter, Kelly.
No.
Brooklyn, it's her sister. Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going back to where I do questions.
No, you've got it wrong.
Oh, hang on.
You don't get to go again. Like Alpha Bucks.
You would never have allowed that sort of rule in a game, P.
Oh, no.
She's got context.
Oh, dear.
Is it Pearl?
I do have context.
No,
he was
not
always
Pearl,
the rulemaker.
Worse,
always. You were always the rulemaker, P.
You know who it is.
Please,
you won't believe
Matt.
It. You won't believe it.
Jizzy Box!
Jizzy! Jizzy!
Jizzy! 1019 The Fox.
Yes. You know what's really bad about this? Possibly my closest cousin. And I got it wrong. We shared a bassinet. We've known each other our whole lives.
Thanks,
and
Jizzy.
I got it wrong.
Is that the cousin's 40th you didn't go to?
Yes.
Yes.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I won't lie, when my alarm goes off at 4:30, it takes a lot for me to sit up in bed. I do a lot of one eye reading, a lot of emails from you guys. I just go, I'll just give this one eye. I sat up in bed this morning when I saw a story that had broken overnight. Brad Pitt has finally talked about the breakdown of his marriage to Angelina. Now, we all know and we heard all the rumours after their breakup was announced of this flight, and then child services were called, and it's horrible when that's all being played out publicly. And there's lots of rumour and innuendo. Well, so to finally hear from the horse's mouth, I thought, whoa, brace yourself. Now, he's done his first interview with GQ magazine, and it's interesting. I'll take you through a bit of it. He said that, where will I start? He said that the split was self-inflicted, so he's owning it. He said, if you love someone, set them free. Now I know what it means by feeling it. It means love without ownership. Mm. And he's saying a lot of what he had, the drinking was a problem. He said, we had a winery. I enjoy wine very, very much, but I just ran it into the ground. I had to step away. I think I could drink a ration under the table with his own vodka.
Jeez.
I was a professional drinker. Such
really?
A candid confession. And then he said, I mean, I stopped everything except boozing when I started my family. But then I wasn't dealing with things and I was boozing too much. It just became a problem. And then really, I mean, how opens this? He talks about, because we all saw it get played out, child services were called. He said he was sleeping on one of his mate's floor for 6 weeks after the breakup. And he said, I was on my back and chained to a system when child services was called. And after that, we've been able to sort things out. So they've tried to keep it out of court because no one wins in court, he was saying. So he's gone back to the gym. He's fighting. He's trying to get back to where he was. But just a horror. Even I feel for him having to talk about this, because sometimes as a public figure, particularly with his profile, there is a sense of I need to speak about this, even though, to be honest, it's all very personal. And he's grieving the marriage, the end of the marriage. He said it's like a death. And his quote was that he had everything and he'd won the lottery and he just blew it. He had this amazing life with his wife and his kids and he blew it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty similar to what I went through, Thief, I suppose. But without the drinking, I didn't really drink too much. But I punted. My out was betting. So that's pretty similar. Drinking can wreck households, and punting is probably even worse, because if you lose all your money, your kids and your wife have got nothing. So you're actually hurting them as well, not just hurting yourself with the drinking. And I think I went down that path where I was just betting, and I lost a lot of money. And that's when we split up. She's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't rely on you providing, because you spend it. So we sort of broke up and took different paths, but we didn't go to court or anything. I could see the kids whenever I want. So we sort of had a amicable split, but we didn't speak to each other for a while there.
Yeah.
But now we're back together, because all that stopped and I've got my life, and I went up to Yarrawonga, and I was pretty similar to what Brad did. I sat on a mate's couch for a couple of months and sat there and played PlayStation and watched Alan. That's all I did, because I didn't want to leave the house pretty much. Yeah. Because you realise, because when you've got it, you go, oh, yeah, I'm cool as a cucumber. But when you lose something that you really love, it really hits you.
Isn't it?
And now I've got it back, so I'm very lucky.
How lucky are you, though? That is an incredible story. Because I think there would be lots of men and women in Brad's situation. Something takes hold of them, like in this case, alcohol, obviously.
Yeah.
And you just watch your whole life just stripped away from you.
And it's quite sad, because some people think, because Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt, that it wouldn't happen to them. But it happens to anyone. It doesn't matter if you're at the top of your game or you're at the bottom of the pile. And the best thing about that whole situation is, doesn't matter if you're him or down the bottom, you can still fix it.
Yeah, you can.
It doesn't matter who you are, it can be fixed. Money's not going to solve it. Drinking's not going to solve it. It's about owning it and being mature and hitting it head on and then dealing with it. Anyone can do that.
And I reckon, don't you think, Fief, a lot of people have heard that. You've just given us the lowdown on what Brad said in GQ, and then Fev says that. And even though it's not our business, it's a bit he said, she said. I reckon people listen to that now and go, maybe there's hope for Brad and Angelina and the family. Maybe there is a way that they could get back together, because he's admitted he did it. So maybe that's
he said it's self-inflicted.
I don't think so much for him and Ange, but more the kids.
It is.
Because when you have kids,
and
you'd be the same, Byron, and we've all got kids now, as long as your kids are happy and they don't see any fighting, the kids, because at the end of the day, they get scarred, because their brains are developing. They remember when they're a child.
Yeah.
When you get older, you can remember those flashbacks. So hopefully they just get their crap together so it helps all their kids. Because at the end of the day, when you have a family, they're the most important thing.
And is there a bit, Fev, that you sort of have to lighten up on yourself too? Because someone in Brad's position right now, you would be thinking, I've ruined it all, I'm a bad person, I've hurt my kids by being like this. At some stage, you have to go, it's okay to make mistakes, like you did.
Everyone
you
makes
made mistakes
yeah.
but it's okay. Forgive yourself, because no one's perfect and no one's life's perfect.
No one's life's perfect, and people that think that their life's perfect, they're the ones that go, whoop, and they derail. Yeah.
Mm.
And Brad's in GQ. I was in GQ. I was. Whatever.
So were you GQ Comedian of the Year? Oh, that was me.
Yeah. Oh, how did this happen?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Byron, because you're annoyed, something has really upset you. And I think we should bring this to everyone's attention. Fev, Dave, Byron's annoyed because there is a really smart 5-year-old over in the United States. He was on Ellen and he knows every country in the globe. In fact, listen to this. How fast and how good is he?
What is this?
Canada.
That is right. And this is?
Japan.
That's right. And this is?
Denmark.
That's right. And?
Chad, the Maldives.
That's right.
Nauru, Kazakhstan, Tonga, Yemen, the Gambia, or Trader.
He's better than their president. He would be our new international diplomat.
That's actually his second appearance on Ellen. Zinger. He was there last year when he was 4, and he knew every state and capital of every state in the United States.
That's actually quite hard.
Yes.
Because there's things like Sacramento is the capital of California. Like, sorry, what? Like, yeah. LA is not San Francisco. It's not. It's quite hard. Bro.
Yeah,
and you're knocking this kid down, eh?
He's all right. He's okay.
He's very good.
I think he's a bit overrated.
Why?
He's five. Okay, now, look, and it might be jealousy. I'm obviously a parent to a very smart kid. He's very advanced. A lot of parents, like his mother? A lot of parents relate to this. You always think your kid's smart, but I genuinely believe. I've got audio here of Zephyr, who is now eight, my son, who lives in LA with his mum. He's American. And Zephyr at three could run through all 44 presidents of the United States of America. Boom!
Yeah, it's very impressive. I, in fact, watched him do it once.
Okay,
it was very impressive.
I've got some audio. All I'm saying is...
clean and quick?
Well, just have a listen. This was Zephyr at three, 2 years younger than Nate.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, William Van Buren, William Henry Harrison, James K. Polk, Zachary Taylor, James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, that's very cute. And also, I like it that he did that and had the wherewithal to not get a photo with you in the bath together. I think that was also a solid.
And just quickly,
It did sound a lot like Trixie after Kinder.
No, he goes through all 44. Here's the last few as well, because the audio would go for too long, but here's the last few he got up to.
Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan.
Who's that?
H. W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama.
Okay, that is very
cute. That's
cute. And I'm sort of annoyed because I took Trixie to ballet yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
And the instructor, her teacher, Miss Marie, kept saying, everyone run clockwise around the room. And Trixie kept running the other way. So I'm particularly annoyed right now. But anyway, keep talking about really smart kids.
Well, we've all got different strengths.
I mean, parents are always proud. And 13, 10, 60. I just thought, call us up if you also, like me, believe that your kid is better than Nate. From Ellen.
Cool. So what did you, at the age of three, get Zephyr? Send that. Ellen would have had Zephyr on.
I know. It did go on YouTube. His mum put it on YouTube. It got about 15,000 views, but I don't think she showed the Ellen producers.
Good.
Yeah, but it should have been bigger than that.
Or maybe, maybe she did show the Ellen producers.
Oh, that's just hurtful.
That's hurtful.
13, 10, 60. If you reckon, what does your kid do that makes your kid more impressive than that five-year-old Nate from Ellen? Give us a call.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I mean, he got prime time on Ellen, this kid. And, you know, he was quite smart.
You'd pointed a country on a globe and he knew what it was. In fact, he knew every state in America and every capital city. Now, don't get me wrong, your son Zephyr, very impressive, at three, knew every US president.
From 1 through 44.
And these are hidden talents that our kids have. And Melbourne, I mean, share your kids' hidden talents. Are they smarter than Nate from Ellen?
I would have been very impressed if Zephyr at three for the 45th said Trump. That would have been impressive.
So into the future.
That would have been impressive.
Mate, I'm just impressed he did all that with Byron's genetics. Like, you would think, like, that is a hurdle to overcome.
Dad, what did you do today? I got in a bath naked with my co-host, my son.
And loved it.
I'm regretting bringing this up.
Rob from Mornington. Hi, Rob.
How you going?
Rob, really well. Now, tell us about your child. How impressive are they?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's 5 years old and he's a massive AFL fan and he's a Carlton supporter, so commiserations to him already. But you can name any football player from any team and he can tell you what number they wear on their back.
Oh,
that's good.
That's impressive.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, that impresses me sometimes.
Good
work. Is he there now or is he at school?
No, he's got a day off today, but he's at school next year, preschool this year.
That's why he knows all the numbers, because he gets days off. He sits at home and reads the record.
We've got to get Trixie doing something.
It's great.
Because she's
a great
in
skill.
This window. She's four. She's turned four.
You can go viral, Fief.
What can I get her to learn?
Run the right way.
There's a starter.
Yeah, she had a few issues, didn't she? Well,
anyway.
She doesn't know clockwise yesterday. From anti-clockwise.
Rebecca from Keilor. Hi, Beck.
Hi, how are you?
Really well. Now, Rebecca, tell us about your child.
My child Xavier is seven, but at 5 years old, he could recite the first 26 elements of the periodic table.
Wow.
Rebecca, that is it's so impressive. I didn't even know that when I was studying biology in year seven.
I didn't.
But what got him interested in that?
He always asked, where did something come from, or how was it made, or whether this was metal, or this, or that, and I thought, I'm just going to test out that theory, whether their brains really are sponges, or if it's going to break. So I threw it out there with the first five, and he ran with it, and I just took it up to iron, and that was it.
Unbelievable.
My kids were heaps better.
What do they know?
So good at getting the quaddy numbers. So good at it.
This is interesting. We've had a call, 131060, and it's actually your daughter, Trixie.
Oh, dear. Hello, darling.
Hello, Fiona. 2017 Young Achiever of the Year here.
I thought you'd be a kinder right now, sweetheart.
Oh, well, no. I don't know what time kinder works because I don't know what clockwise is. Oh, you could throw me under the bus with that woman.
Sorry, darling. I think you were just tired and it was in the afternoon and you weren't listening properly.
No, clockwise, any clockwise, who cares? I know what time it is. Twixie's time. That's the time it is.
Okay. Now, catchphrase.
Yeah, where are we? And you act like, oh, look, oh, Zabika named all the presidents. Oh, look, this kid can point out all the countries. Who cares? None of that is applicable in real life. I've got a core talent. I know exactly how Instagram works, guys. Algorithm, what time to post it, what wins. Oh, what wins? Photos of me and no one else. That's what wins.
There you go. Yeah. See ya.
Peace out, bitches.